This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you to have a better garden this year, eliminate some of the problems and get ahead of them. The number to call is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Those of you listening, I hope you enjoyed talking with Jeff Lowenfeld. And remember, his books are really, really something that you can understand. And the new book, Teeming with Fungi, is probably the easiest to understand, written more for the layman, for the everyday gardener. And you can understand it very, very easy. But the three books are absolutely wonderful. I have them in my collection. I have known Jeff since 2006 when the first book came out. And I've followed many of his ideas, and they work. So if you want to grow organically and you want to have a better garden, and spend more time golfing and fishing and whatever, try organics. Again, if you need some help, the number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, do we have callers? Okay, so give us a call and we'll take care of your answers. Now, this time of the year, we talked about pruning all your fruit trees and using an all-season oil. And the oil will smother a lot of the insects. Now, if you have some evergreen shrubs, things like rhododendron, azaleas, mountain laurel, and you're able to get to them where the snow isn't too deep, most areas the snow is pretty well gone or on its way out, take a look at the foliage. And if the foliage has a black film on the leaf, if you take your fingers and you rub the leaf, and when you look at your fingers, they're stained black, that is called sooty mold. And sooty mold is the result of insects sucking on the foliage and on the plant. And in the process, they pull what's called honeydew. It's the fluids in the plants. It's almost like maple syrup. And they get too much of it in their system, and they spit it out. And it's almost like pure sugar. So what happens is this sooty mold will grow on this pure sugar syrup, and that's an indication that you have a problem. Now, if you have that on your plants, you can control the insects by killing the eggs at this time of the year by using all-season oil. Now, what you do is you would mix it with water. Some of the products come in a ready-to-use sprayer that you just attach to the hose, and you spray the entire plant, the foliage, the branches, the stems, the trunk, and the oil will get into the cracks and crevices. It will coat the egg and prevent it from getting oxygen into the egg. The insect will die. And now you've eliminated literally thousands of insects that could create a problem down the road. So it is important that if you do have this discoloration, and you'll see it a lot on rhododendron, azaleas, mountain laurel, even on boxwood and holly will have this black film. So if you're able to get outside today, look at your shrubbery, and you get a day where the temperatures are 45 degrees or higher, you can apply this product on your plants now. And then I would do it again in May once you see that the new growth has come out, it's hardened off, and then you give it a second application at that point. And with the spring application and the early summer application, you will eliminate a lot of problems with the shrubbery, your foundation plantings, your beautiful flowering evergreen plants, and a lot more. So think about it and check that out. The other thing that I'd like you to do, if you have fruit trees, this is a method that was developed at the University of Massachusetts by one of my teachers, and my class was responsible for the work with this teacher. He wanted to know when the fruit insects arrived, and he had an idea. And what we did as a class, we took plastic red apples, and you can buy them at the dime store. Got to have a stem on it. We tied a piece of string, a foot long, to the stem of the apple. We coated the apple with Vaseline, just everyday petroleum jelly. Tied the apple to one of the branches on the fruit tree. And if it's a big tree, we tied two. If it's a young tree, we tied one. And his theory was when the insects arrive, they will lay the eggs first in dead fruit and second on the branches. Well, if they see the red apple, they're going to fly to the red apple to lay the eggs on the fruit. It's covered with Vaseline. You go outside, you look at the plastic apple. When you start to see the insects stuck on the plastic apple, you know it's time to spray. And you can cut back the amount of spraying that you do in your orchard tremendously because you're not spraying too early and you're not spraying too late. You're targeting the insect and you're using an oil spray. That oil spray is organic. Nathan, who's up next?
We've got Paul in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the program. How can we help you out today?
Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
My pleasure.
I was listening to your show with Jeff there, and it was very interesting. And I was thinking about the south side of my house. I have the lawn has basically it's crabgrass, you know, mostly. Another one of your shows, you were talking about killing off the crabgrass completely. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, would that hurt what's down in the soil and being able to use the mycorrhizae to put into the soil and then plant new grass?
Okay. The thing that you would do, the products that will kill the seed will not hurt the microbes in the soil if you don't use it year after year after year. And what natural alternative, their tests have shown for people that want to stay organic, to kill all of the crabgrass seed in the average lawn that has crabgrass, it would take 3 years of putting down corn gluten in the spring and then again in the fall. So it would take 3 years to do it. So they decided they would try something. And they're using the mildest crabgrass control on the market today. They use that product, and it killed off about 80% of the seed.
That's good.
And then they, in their product, in their natural alternative lawn fertilizer, they have all of these microbes that Jeff is talking about, and it thickens the grass. Now, crabgrass will not germinate if it gets no sun. So if your grass is thick, it can't grow because it has to compete with the existing grass and the shade that the existing grass is creating, because the seed can't get any direct sun. So in your case, you would put down the crabgrass control and fertilizer.
Is there a phone number that I could reach Natural Alternative?
The phone number for Natural Alternative is 888-546-5940. Give them a call tomorrow and they'll tell you all about it. But that's the way to go.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Aaron Garden Club. The phone number 855-660-4261. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Sorry about that. We've got Fred in Tewksbury. I'm not saying it wrong.
No, you're perfect on that one. Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Hi, Fred. How can we help you out today?
Yeah, regarding using a digger for your garden, about 50 years ago, Ruth Stout wrote about just piling up either hay or straw as the only thing you did and then growing things through it. And then, of course, eventually the hay or straw broke down anyway. And the other right. alternative, since I grew up in England, was double digging to make the soil very loose for a couple of feet down, and then you didn't have to do very much.
Mm-hmm.
But did he have any problem with turning it over, just digging it over, or did he feel just to leave it?
He felt that if it was a new garden, and then you should till it over to break up any roots that could be in there from the trees or shrubbery, and some of the perennial grasses. You want to break them up to make sure that you don't end up cleaning the yard and then all these real tough weeds come right back out. So you till it, you allow it to dry. The tough grasses and weeds are killed by the heat. And then at that point, you can add your microbes, you can add your beneficial bacteria, and then you would start, as he said, when the winter, or when the fall arrives, any plants that are above ground, you cut them flush to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very difficult thing to do if you've never done it that way. And you just cut everything out because all of the roots contain all of the mycorrhizae, the beneficial bacteria, and so forth. Root crops, you do have to dig. You have no choice. And then layers of shredded leaves. And I do that to my vegetable garden. I rake the leaves when they really get built up quickly. when they stop coming down, I just mow them right into the lawn, and then they break down, they feed the roots and the microbes. But where you get a lot of leaves buildup, I rake them, I get them near the vegetable garden, I drive the mower through the leaves to shred them, and I let them sit on top of the garden. Mm-hmm. I live within 10-minute drive to the ocean, and I'll go to the beach, and I'll rake the seaweed off the ocean that the ocean brought in, and take that seaweed and lay it all over the garden and use that as a mulch. Straw you can use, but not hay, because hay is grass that's been cut from a field, and you have a lot of weed seeds in there, and some of them can be very, very aggressive. Straw is grown as a type of mulch. It's inexpensive. There are no weed seeds in it. And what I did when I was using a lot of straw, and I still do, I put down a couple sheets of newspaper, just the black and white print, set that on the soil, and then put the straw on top of it. And the newspaper will prevent the weed seeds from poking up through. The straw will break down. It will turn to organic matter that will feed the microbes that will make your garden more productive. So there are a lot of things that you can do, but stay away from it, from hay, and buy straw.
Just one more thing. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the because of my age, sometimes I get a bit vague, and you spend some time talking about a product. I wish you, at the end of a talk like that, you'd repeat the product, because sometimes at 81, I tend to forget what you originally mentioned.
Well, I'm the same way, and I do apologize, but
it's a fairly normal thing.
Yeah. I'll try and do a better job for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and we thank you for the phone call. It's really much appreciated. But today what we're trying to do is to get you to think organically. It's not that hard. And I'll tell you, if you want to try it, if you're growing 12 tomatoes, do 6 the way that you've always done it. And take the other 6 and go with the Dr. Earth fertilizers. Go with the Espoma fertilizers. They're all organic and they have microbes.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you. So if you have a garden question, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and dial 855-660-4261. Ken, good morning. How can we help you with your garden?
Hi, Paul. I've got a first-year wildflower garden, 10 by 24 feet. And at the end of the fall, when everything died and it just laid down on the ground, and now it's all impregnated with oak leaves, what would you do with that?
From what I was told from companies that do wildflowers, most of the wildflowers are perennial. And what they do, so that you don't get discouraged, they blend annual seeds and perennial seeds in the same blend. So what happens is the annuals come up, they give you some great color, you get excited, you take care of it, and then the perennial seeds germinate, because they don't flower until the second season. So in the fall, your perennial seeds will become winter hardy. They'll go dormant. And then in the spring, they'll wake up and they will bloom at their normal cycle. The annuals, they were killed by the frost. They had seeds in them, and the seeds fell on the ground, and those seeds will germinate, and on the second year, you'll have perennials that will be blooming from that point every year, and your annuals will be reseeding themselves year after year after year. So what I was told is in the fall of the year, when everything dies, you should use like a mulching mower. And I told them, I said, well, not many people have a mulching mower. And they said, don't bag it, but mow the area, blowing the dead annuals and the dead tops of your perennials into the same area. So if it's a rectangle, go up and follow the sides, blowing the grass clippings towards the middle so that all of your seeds stay in this area. Don't blow them out, but blow them in there, and that way your seeds will come back every year. Or you could just take a sickle or a scythe or a weed whacker, would be a lot easier, and just cut everything flush to the ground and let it sit and let Mother Nature do her job. But if you're going to put leaves to help to rebuild the soil, grind them up with the lawnmower. And that's what I do with my vegetable garden. Where I get a lot of leaves that build up, I'll rake them into a big tarp, drag them to the vegetable garden along the edge, and then take the mower and just push it or drive right through the pile, and it will grind up the leaves and blow them into the middle of the garden, and then that becomes organic matter and mulch to better feed your soil and the microbes living in it.
I do have a mulching lawnmower, so I'll use that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a American holly question. I have a pine grove on my property, and I dug out of the woods two holly trees when they were 2 feet tall. They're now 6 feet tall.
Great.
And they're about 20 feet apart, and it appears like in the spring they both get yellow flowers, so I assume they're male plants. How would I go about getting a female plant?
Okay.
You can't tell when they're that small in the woods.
If you look at the blossom will determine the sex of that plant. Okay? So, when the blossom opens, look at it carefully. If in the middle of the blossom there is a hole with like little pollen, it looks like a straw with a little bump on the end, those are the pollen sacs. But the male plant has a hole in the middle with the pollen sacs. The female, in the middle, instead of a hole, there's a bump. And that's where the berry is made. So the
I have two male plants. How could I get a female plant that's small? Can I buy one from a nursery?
Oh, sure.
Because it's almost impossible to tell out in the woods when they're that small, 2-3 feet tall, whether they're a male or a female.
Right. Yeah, you can go to a nursery in your area. See, American holly is not hardy in Maine. It's not hardy in excuse me, New Hampshire or Vermont. But in Massachusetts, especially the southern part of Massachusetts, they grow wild. And I used to live the south shore of Boston, and they were growing wild on the side of the road. So in your situation, when they come in bloom, walk through the woods. And what you can do is if you see some that you think you can dig, look at the flowers. And it's not the best time of the year to move them when they are making the new growth. So what you could do is get some ribbon, yellow, white, pink, something that you're going to notice. Walk through the woods. And if you see a plant that's got the female flowers on it, tie a piece of ribbon on it.
Would it show when they're only, say, 3 feet tall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you should. And see, if you can dig the plant before the new growth forms, and a lot of the holly will bloom before they make the new growth, then you could dig it, move it to your home, use all of these microbes to help stimulate the root system, and like Espoma has a product called Biotone, and They've got 13 different microbes in it. And you could mix some of that with your soil. That will make the root system get established a lot quicker. But you can transplant anything before the new growth begins on a plant. So if there's some wild birches on your property and you want to move them, you could dig them during March and April before the leaves come out. Use a little bit of the Biotone starter with the 13 different kinds of microbes in it, and you'd have a very, very good luck in moving them. When I was living at home, my father decided he loved birches, and there was a piece of property, oh, maybe 100 yards from us. He talked with the neighbor. The neighbor told him, dig as many as you want. We dug 25 clumps of birches, and 22 survived. And he ended up with some beautiful birches on his property. Wild cedars, you know, whatever you'd like. Just get permission before you dig them on.
I've had good luck taking native trees out of the woods and putting them around my property.
Mm-hmm. But anything that grows wild like that, if you want to move it, you have to dig it before the new growth forms on the plant. That way, what happens is the roots that you've cut are not the size that they were originally, and they tell the top of the plant, listen, I just lost half of my roots. So instead of making 6 inches of new growth, it will only make 3. So it compensates for the root loss until the roots get established, and then the following year, normal growth will resume. But I would walk through the woods, and you could move a 6-foot holly tree. No problem at all. And what you would do is you would find it, mark it with some ribbon, and then in towards the end of June, once a new growth has formed, take a garden spade and come out about 2 feet from the main stem and take the spade and cut a circle all the way around it. And you'll cut all of the roots that are running across the surface of the ground. And by doing that, that 2-foot circle that remains intact, new roots will form on that. And now you'll have a root ball that you can handle. And the following spring, you go in there and you cut at that 2-foot mark. All the new roots are underneath the plant, and you can transplant it with ease.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate your help this morning.
I thank you, and you have a great year in the garden, and we're
you
here
do
for
the
you.
Same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you. Nathan, who's up next?
We've got Carol in North Smithfield.
Carol from North Smithfield, Rhode Island. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Terrific. How can we help you today, Carol?
I have a problem in my garden with a beaver. I went out one morning, and like a lawnmower, all of my plants were gone. I heard this, we tried this thing with the sprinkler, that when he walks, it's supposed to spray him. No luck. He must have had a raincoat on. I heard this remedy that you take Irish spring soap, and you cut it into little, like, chunks, and you put a sock around it, and you put a little stick, and you put it around your garden, and for extra, you put it by the plant, excuse me, and then for extra protection, you take the little squares, and you put them on the outskirts of the garden. It's supposed to keep beavers and deer and everything away. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah,
will it hurt the
Irish Spring is a very, very good product for doing that. A friend of the family worked for the National Park Service, and in the fall, she would get a request to buy cases of Irish Spring.
Mm-hmm.
And after doing it for several years, she said, "What the heck is going on?" And what they were doing, the National Park Service
took the paper off the soap. He drilled a hole in it, tied a piece of string, and then tied the soap to the string and dangled it from evergreen plants because the deer and the elk were eating rhododendrons and azaleas and plants like that. Well, the deer came in. They thought it was a fruit, ate the soap, didn't like the taste of it, and they left the plants alone.
Okay. What about a beaver?
A beaver, I don't know. What okay. I would like for you to do is this. I would like for you to call a company called Everguard Repellents.
Okay.
Now, if you go to my website, the website is paulparent.com. And I want you to click, when you get to paulparent.com, at the top of the page, it says sponsors. I want you to click on Everguard Repellents. There's a phone number. I want you to call them. Tell them what your problem is, and they will help you out. I'm not sure they know.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammer knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammer Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone line. Nathan, who's up next?
We've got Bill in New Hampton.
Bill from New Hampton. Hi, Bill. How can we help you out today?
Morning, Paul. Your show is the best.
Thank you.
I have two questions about Espoma's BioTone Starter Plus. I just bought a bag on Saturday.
Yes.
Right now, my raised beds are starting to be exposed because of the snow melt. Could I put it in now and it would be more ready in the spring?
Right. That's what I asked Jeff that during the program, and he said to apply it now, and as the snow melts and the ground softens, the microbes will be using the moisture that's in the soil, the sunshine, to get active, and then when the rain comes, the rain will push the microbes deeper into the soil. And he said that within a six-month period, the microbes can go from the surface of the ground to a depth of 18 inches where a lot of your feeding roots are.
Uh-huh. So just put it on the snow itself or wait until it's the earth is exposed?
I would wait until the snow is gone.
Okay.
And that way... that way, you could maybe clean the bed. If you didn't take everything out last year, and especially tomatoes. Tomatoes is a plant that tends to get more diseases than anything else. But if it's a bed that you didn't have tomatoes, then you could just sprinkle it like you're throwing rock salt on ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rain will wash it in. It'll be in contact with the soil. They'll begin to multiply. They'll begin to move down with the rains that we get during March and April. And that way, when you get ready to plant in May, then the microbes will already be in the soil, and you'll be ready to go, and you'll have a jump start on it because they'll be active. If you wait until you plant, then it's going to take a while for the microbes to get established, but by doing it as soon as the ground is barren of snow, they're going to start working, and they'll be ready for you when you plant.
Okay. I wasn't sure if the cold would harm them or not.
Nope. The cold will not hurt the microbes. They're all winter hardy, and they will come back year after year. And, you know, the one thing that really surprised me was that he didn't want you to pull the plants up. Just cut the plants off at the ground level, because the microbes live on the root. And even though the root is dead, they're there. And they're going to wait.
Well, it's compost, too.
Exactly. So you could take some of the Espoma biotone, and if you've got compost, mix it into the compost and then spread it in your garden, and you've got the microbes that are going to really break down that compost and make it a lot richer than it already is.
All right. I'm getting ready to start flowers and vegetables indoors, and I was also wondering, if I put a teaspoon or a tablespoon of the Biotone Starter Plus in all of my starting mixes in my little cups?
Yep.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, what you would do is take all of your soil, put it in a bucket or a barrel or something, and then add some of the product and blend it really, really well. And then you could plant. Now, I just happen to have a bag here. Let's see. For up to 2 gallons of soil, you would add 1 cup of Biotone. So a little
bit. I've got my bag sitting right on my lap.
Yeah. So you put 1 cup of it, mix it in well with your seed starter soil. Make sure it's a seed starter soil because it's finer. And then you've got the microbes right there. And as soon as the seed germinates, the microbes are in the soil, and they're going to go right to the root, and you're going to have a stronger seedling.
Plus, it's a mild, 3-3-4 fertilizer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Apropos tomatoes, when I was at the store, I talked to the guy. He said, put your tomato starts deep down, and then they're going to grow extra roots out of the side like they do sometimes in a dry summer, and you'll get better, deeper rooting.
Exactly. When I plant my tomatoes, most plants you plant at the same level, you take them out of the seed tray. When you plant tomatoes, put them 3 inches deeper, and you'll double the size of your root system. Thank you.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.